Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program. Today we continue our journey through the Ten Commandments, and today we come to the two commandments which say, honour your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall not murder. Honour your father and mother. This is a very, very clear instruction that Moses is given by God, and it's to be laid into the people of God as a very strong foundational matter. Respect for parents. Now, in fact, I believe that this respect for parents can be extended when we look at the whole of the Bible to having a healthy respect for all those in authority, all those who have positions of influence over us, which means in the political sphere, it means in terms of police, it means in terms of teachers. There are many areas of life where people are looking after us, who are watching over us, keeping us safe, providing for us, or at least they should be. And this is the whole principle, to honour, to respect. One of the significant things about this commandment is the sense in which God is saying, and to underline how seriously I take a healthy attitude towards parents, not rebellion and arguing and backbiting, undermining and disobedience. The Lord is saying this sense of honouring, obedience, respect is going to be blessed with long life. That those who take this seriously will have a longer life. Now, I know that's a bit of a challenge because we'd clearly think of some people who didn't live very long, even though they did respect their parents. Well, we can't say that it's a universal thing, everyone, but in general terms, God is saying for those people who take this seriously, this matter of respect very seriously, this will have an impact upon the length of your life. The other commandment we just want to touch on today is you shall not murder. Now, that's a very, very interesting subject because we have to reflect today on what do we mean by murder. If someone is a soldier fighting in a war, is it murder when they find themselves in conflict with the enemy and the enemy is killed? Is that murder? But then what about the unborn babe in the womb that is brought to an end, that life is brought to an end, it's destroyed within the womb? Murder, again, is a very relevant issue there. And of course, in some societies, what is termed euthanasia, that taking away of someone's life when perhaps they've become so old or so ill and they are requesting that their loved ones bring their life to an end. I believe that the fundamental issue here is, do people have the right to bring an end to someone's life in any or every circumstances? And fundamentally, I believe this commandment was there to say that life should be respected and that we should not step in and act as God. God is the author of life. God is the one who sustains life. In the scriptures, we have a very clear understanding that the Lord has numbered our days. And so for men to interfere in that, it is a very, very dubious thing to do. Respecting and honouring the life that God has given. We only have one life. And therefore, when you take that life, and of course, there's all capital punishment. There are many issues involved here. But respecting life as a gift from God, I think, is the underlying principle. We must pause. We're going to have some worship. And after the worship, my good friend Patrick will join me. and we'll further look at these two commandments.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these verses from Exodus 20, verses 12 and 13. Honour your father and mother, first of all, Richard. What does honour mean in this context?
I believe it's another word for respect. I believe it's to lift them up, to not look at them as a hindrance and as a pain and people who are just going to tell you what to do, but to really, really have a healthy admiration and good attitude to those who have the responsibility to parent us, guide us, protect us, provide for us. I know that's particularly in the early years of life.
Is this an area where perhaps the church in the West has got something to learn from churches in other cultures? Because I know that in many of the countries you will have visited, there is a very great respect for your elders and for your father and mother and older people that is not always present in the West.
Well, yes, that's definitely right. And of course, we're having many problems in the West, though not exclusively to the West, in terms of broken marriages, in terms of divided homes, in terms of children born and the father has disappeared and the mother is trying to bring the child up. This dysfunctional situation is causing much, much grief. And although that's not the children's fault, the whole sense of seeing being a parent, being a father and a mother, if society really values that and considers that's a very, very crucial thing, then that will make a difference. But if it's not really seen as very important, well, of course, it's going to open the door to many, many trials and problems.
Verse 13, then, do not murder, on the face of it, a difficult one to argue with, and something which, certainly part of the Ten Commandments, which has become part of the law in probably, well, every country in the world, really. Murder is not seen as a good thing. But is it always so black and white?
Well, I think that the whole, again, attitude and respect for life is a crucial thing. I think the underlying reality for the Bible-believing Christian is that life is a gift from God. We know man and woman can come together and life can be created, but we would say as Christians that much as that process happens, that you don't say it's my child, you recognize that the ability to conceive and have a child is a gift from God. And consequently, what I believe this commandment is safeguarding is that if life is a gift from God, and if every life is utterly unique, and there's no replications, no one like the one who is born that day, you and me, utterly unique, we care for it. We do not enter into any activities that bring it to an end by human hand.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.